Penny for Your Prayers by Shanna Butler, Church Magazines. Morningsides were our seminary's version of firesides. They were really early in the morning, but I was always glad I went. At one of those early morning meetings, the speaker gave each of us a penny as we entered the chapel. We held the pennies throughout his talk, and at the end he challenged us to put our pennies in our shoes. His suggestion at first sounded like one of those things people do for good luck, like keeping a rabbit's foot in your pocket. But then he explained his strange request. The speaker asked us to pray every time we felt the pennies in our shoes. It didn't sound too hard, but when I got up, I realized that a penny in your shoe is only slightly less annoying than a rock in your shoe. Still, I decided to take the challenge. During the day at school, the penny would slide around as I walked, and when I felt it, I remembered to offer a silent prayer. I forgot about the challenge after I took my shoes off, until I wore those shoes again later in the week. I didn't take the penny out, but decided to pray again throughout that day. My day went so well, I decided to put a penny in every pair of shoes I owned. Those pennies changed me. Their effect was much better than good luck. They taught me how to pray and communicate with my Heavenly Father. Now I know how it feels to pray without ceasing and to always have a prayer in my heart. See Alma chapter 34, verse 27, and 3 Nephi chapter 19, verses 24 and 30. I don't keep pennies in my shoes anymore. After a few months, I didn't need the reminder to thank Heavenly Father for my many blessings or to ask Him for His help when I needed it. I feel like I know Him better now, and I know He is always there to listen to and answer my prayers. End of the article, Penny for Your Prayers, by Shanna Butler.